All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you again for joining me today in your space and your time and your day. It's a great privilege and an honor to have you receive me. It's just so amazing how much we've accomplished in so short amount of time. I'm thrilled. And it's quite a lot of information to go through for the people.space. Do your due diligence, whether it's Corbett Report or Prepare for Change or listen to Simon Parks or Stuart Swerdlow or Donald Trump. If you look at all of us and put us in one bucket, you're going to figure it out that we're done with chaos. We're done with a lot of things. And it's such an honor to get us to watch ourselves mature and just have fun. And please call in today. We're going to dedicate PRQ for now to 100% call-ins. And then you'll coach us on how we need to develop the information that you want, you desire, and so forth. It was a great couple hours we did regarding for us on the PRQ team, absolute fraud to take away people's land from them through taxation. And that's why we're so animated about it. And we understand we're working with intrinsics that aren't always our passion, but it is my passion for everyone to be free. And it is my passion for people not to have to worry about survival. It is my passion to be of great use and service to everyone. And I'm happy to put myself on the cross again. It's nothing more, nothing less than we have to stand up for ourselves is the way I see it. And that's how it works today, but not tomorrow. And I love you very much. And I may or may not have a guest today. I have a guest today. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, everybody.
What is your name?
I feel like a game show host.
You are.
Hi, everyone. This is me. I don't know who I am quite. I don't have a name.
Oh.
Some people call me Mermaid.
Mermaid. So you're a maid to the mer people?
Mm-hmm.
So you clean up after the mer people?
Yeah.
Now, the funny story is I used to clean up after her family because I was in charge of a pond as a frog.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a very long story, but as aquatic creatures, I wanted everything for the mermaid to just look at my bottom. I was a really cute frog. I just wanted you to like notice me.
It wasn't your fault that you were at the bottom cleaner.
I think they call it bottom feeder. And you were prince with Prince Charming and everybody else.
Princess, thank you.
Yeah, but you were like royalty and I wasn't.
I love your description of how I had swim past and I was the best swimmer in the pond.
You were the prettiest swimmer.
And best.
Okay, let's settle down.
Long green legs.
I was the better swimmer.
You did my
I had to get to the bottom
legs,
of the pond.
Shiny, silky, smooth. Green legs, kicking past. Then one day you caught my eye.
Because I was cleaning up the debris in the bottom of the pond.
Yes. And I recognized what an important job you had.
You like the blue collar guys. Like the blue collar guys. Got it.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, let's start some calls, you guys.
I think it's a true story, everyone.
It's not funny. It's
We've
true.
We've been everything, as you all have as well.
The phone number to call in today is 888-627-6008. Yes, the mermaid is here. Wants to take your calls. She's doing palm reading today and fortune telling.
And
she's been out in the sun a lot, so she might be a little rummy, but she's good to go. Mermaids don't do well in the sun, is my experience.
You do exceptionally well.
I know. All right, let's start with Sweden. Sweden's back. Tenacious. What time is it in Sweden right now?
I have no idea.
Huh. Tenacious Jenny from Sweden. That could be our new band, Tenacious Jenny.
I like that.
Can problems with pain be because of implants? Jenny from Sweden, can you field your question, please?
Hello, my dear Mr. Pickleman.
Hello, Jenny. Love hearing your voice. Love hearing your voice.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello.
It's 12 o'clock here. It's in the middle of the night.
Oh, wow.
Right. So it's still sunny there then.
Yeah, right. So, no, it's not. So my question is, I've been having problems with pain reoccurring more and more often in different spots in my body, and I'm doing the commands, I'm taking care of my body, and it feels like it's increasing. And I'd like, can you help me somewhat to understand why and if there's something I can do about it?
Okay, very good. It's okay to get a little closer to you. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Okay, so I want to look at your environment. So tell the people where you live, if you don't mind. Don't give specifics, but generally where you live.
I live in the middle of a small village with around 3,000 people, and I live in a big house with a big garden.
Okay, now if you look at your geography and you look at your biosphere, what you do day in and day out, could you explain to everybody what you do? What's a normal day for you?
Oh, I have a beautiful life right now. My normal day is to wake up and do whatever I want. I hardly go to any work, and I'm on my small farm working a lot with my body, doing things on the yard. And it's in the middle of Sweden. The village is an old mine village. It's now closed, though. Does that help?
Yeah, say that one more time.
I live in a small village, and I am home a lot, doing whatever I want, and I work with my house and my garden, and I live in a village with an old mine that's been closed for 30 years.
Okay. Now, what stands out about your statement? What's a little off on your statement?
The mine?
Okay. Now, where does our water come from? Comes from the ground, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't want to lead you. My suggestion is go ahead and get a water sample done. I do one a week for a month, and I think you might find some energetics there. Now, just sampling water chemically is not enough, but I can feel that you're savvy enough to see if there's disruption in the energetics of water. So here's how you solve any water issues. This is not a root cause for why you're sick by any means. I'll answer your question. When you pour a glass of water, when you use water on your farm, go ahead and charge it. So if you're going to have a sprinkler system, ask the water to be in balance and perfect energetics when it waters the plants. And also talk to the plants to do the same. So you're drinking the water, you're eating the plants, you're around the plants. That makes a full circle of how the energetics can help you. The implants that most of us have can disrupt your life down the road because most of them have time release. So all the implants, the PRQ team have had, they are able to get rid of them because they enacted probably too early. So a lot of people, the implants start working gradually over time, whereas most of ours, they were aggressive right off the bat. So it's really easy to identify that was not us. We could see that they were harming us. Most of the general public that has been inoculated in the modern medical system has some form of implant that has a time release for your DNA and or the NATO to start working more and more to activate the brain so it will feel more information and or inactivate a disease. So unfortunately, most people have disease because it was installed in them 100 years ago before they were actually this person now. But it's easily solved with water. Does that make sense?
Kind of, it makes the water whirl. I don't know the sweet name, but it's the thing that's in the water that makes the it's whirling more. I can't say.
Yeah, the one mechanical device that works very well, that is not a mechanical device, is a rifling system, and making your own vortex. And so keep looking for the guys that are making, and that should be good. But what concerns me about your statement is, why do you feel you have implants?
Oh, if it's not implants, it's something doing, as I wake up in the night and I feel things in my legs, and I'm moving my legs, and I can wake up with, in the morning, there's like this pain in two spots in my neck, and
So when you invited me in, BBS Radio, please keep the calls coming in. Thanks a lot. So when you let me in your field, I don't see any implants in you. I see you getting more powerful, and I see you getting abducted in your sleep. And the abductions are to create a trauma system where you'll react to it and not be as proactive, to install more dark entities potentially getting into our universe. Not to get into you, to get into our universe. Is that fair from what you've seen with family and friends?
So we've
worked with hundreds of people over the years, thousands, whatever the number is, and we have a perfect light being in one person overnight, and this isn't just all fear. I heal them per se. They get more light in them, and they go, wow, it works. And then they go back into their lifestyle, and then they get hammered again, and they lose a percentage in volume of light. What I'm doing my best to explain is, the pain you're feeling is to endorse and adopt a dark being into your life. It could be jumping into a relative. It could stay in you for a few minutes. It could go to family and friends. There's a myriad of ways. We can't standardize. What was that?
I was going to say, is it similar to when you first met me, how I had pain as well? Like, I had pain, and you obviously healed all of it with me, but is it a similar idea? And it was all connected to different cords with different individuals and tons of stuff, but could it be similar to that?
There's almost always going to, we talked a lot about that today with cording, and it's almost always going to be a relationship of some kind. So
how could she help clear it? Like, what kind
she has to do her own independence. And of course, this is a very savvy person. I command my spirit to remove anything in me that's not authentically me, usually is your go-to.
Hmm.
And so that's my encouragement for you. And using the water charging.
And at night, if you're feeling, if you're just feeling like you're being interfered with, which obviously it sounds like you are, you can also use the command, I command my spirit to destroy anything that's trying to harm me now. Something along those lines is great too.
Yeah, I never dismiss the fact that there could be other ailments. Your biosphere could be impacting you. It's tricky, but based on what you've told me so far and the allowance you've given me, it looks like you're very attractive to a couple individuals. So it's a very positive thing. The water clearing, water. I command my spirit to infuse water with perfect peace, perfect health. You can do it that way. You can do it many different ways. I would prefer you come up with your own words, do it out loud, and I think you'll have some improvement. Please call back though.
Okay. Thank you. And I would just want to, can I ask quick, Mermaid?
Yeah, sure.
Why are you always the first?
I don't know if you want to answer this one, but I've been reading the Anastasia books from Russia.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And I just get the feeling that it's connected to you.
It is. You just gave me so chills all through my body. So thank you.
What would you like?
Thank you.
Prove it.
Yeah.
Prove it. All you woo-woo people are so full of yourselves. I want to prove it.
How do I prove it? What do you want me to
say? Okay. Now, the information is absolutely brilliant through you.
I can like pump my own tires and say that those books, I will say, are brilliant. No, but I do recommend people read those books. They will change your life. I've only ever heard good things. They can be hard to get. They're very expensive to find online. The series Anastasia. What is the title, so I don't mess it up? The Ringing Cedars. How does it go?
Yeah. Anastasia and the Ringing Cedars. And the dimension of love, I think, and creation, the creating. Yeah.
Right.
I just get the feeling it's, and I just want to say, mermaid, I feel, and I have some memories, and it's the mermaid memories. So I think of you now and then and feel connected.
So beautiful. I've got like just tingles and chills all through me because I recognize you too. It's so beautiful. I wish we could all connect physically more, because there's so little like physical connections. It's so well, I'm glad we have these over the phone.
Bring the boat to her, maybe.
So beautiful. Thank you.
So now, why do you think it'll change your life when you observe that information? Why is it so prominent?
Yeah, it's a big book series, as I was going to say. It's quite hard to get online. I think the dark tried to destroy a lot of it, so I know it's quite hard to get and or very expensive to order those books. But the series, there's a lot of information in there. You can take and leave some stuff, because some stuff might not resonate and some things get lost in translation with the author and this and that. But a lot of the information in there is very, very pure and very beautiful. Apparently there's still cedars in Russia that do ring, that are magic, that speak to us like that. So they've still got, they held, I guess, because they've protected their country a lot. They've let it stay very pure, but the life you're living in Sweden sounds like a dream as well. It sounds so just very, very pure and close to nature.
It's really hot there.
Yes.
Super hot.
I'm doing my best to follow my heart and do what I want. So I'm trying every day. So, yeah, so working on it.
It sounds like you're already doing it. It's so beautiful. That's so great.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep calling in. Love you very much.
Thank you so much. You're anchoring the peace and love on the planet that you're here to. So thank you for doing that for everybody.
All right, Jenny. Jenny from Sweden. That's not a normal Sweden name, is it? Jenny wouldn't be.
Might be short for something.
Shouldn't it be like Helga? Helga.
And, I love that, the
accent. All right. Okay, Australia. Ooh, this one could be tough for the mermaid. Timelines and Dreams from, I think it's Aisha from Australia on line 3. Timelines and Dreams, what do you have for us?
Oh, hi, Q. Hi, mermaid.
Hello.
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 Hello, how are you going?
We are
great. Okay, thank you.
I don't speak Australian, but go ahead.
So my question is regarding a set of dreams I had maybe 5 or 10 years ago. And in those dreams, I would be sitting in a waterhole at night, and I had no idea why I was there. And I had the feeling that I was hiding there for some time. And then when you both spoke about being a frog in a pond, I went, aha, that's exactly what the dream was. I thought I was a human sitting in a pond. So I was just looking out of my eyes. And then I realised, yeah, I was a frog. And I really thought I was hiding. So thanks very much. And I think you briefly touched on that in the beginning of today.
Oh, that's cool. That's so great. Love that.
Yeah, so that would be pretty normal. So it's a more profound question than you might observe. So you're on a water planet, and you're going to have those memories of being an aquatic being. You're absolutely still an aquatic being and still having a tremendous relationship with aquatic beings. You still have gills, which you're calling glands underneath your neck. You still have your gills. So it's right. it, the the way your ears have formed is really just a mesh of genetics. And right now, when you breathe, the percentage of water you're breathing right now is tremendous. And so your science has been hidden from you, that you're basically underwater right now if you're on land. Obviously not as much as, so how much oxygen is in the ocean, a pond, versus how much water is in the air right now is about the same, pretty close. So the delta between the two is about the same. So it would be very normal to have those memories come back and adopt them and remember what it's like to be a frog in a pond. And guess who wants to eat you? The otters. The otters are looking for you. And many others.
Okay.
And so the bass wouldn't mind having a shot at you too. And so it's no problem having those memories. Now, but be aware that anything, if you're leaving your body and participating in that timeline, you are leaving your body. So that's that's the only coaching I would probably give you is, if you dreamed it and it felt so real, as people are calling these surreal dreams, like they were so real, I could taste it. You actually went there. And that's how powerful our time jump, our omnipresence is that powerful. So if you could feel it, taste it, you were actually there. That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That was my question. Was I on another timeline or just dreaming a memory? So you've answered my question. Thank you.
You bet.
I have another question.
Could I be a frog dreaming I'm a Asha today? Asha, excuse me. Could I dream I want to be a human as a frog? So how much of you? So is this the reality, or is this the dream?
Okay. Yeah. And also, we kiss a frog, and they turn into a prince. So that's an interesting twist to the story too.
Exactly.
Right on. Any other questions?
That's wonderful. I do. I live nearby the river you mentioned where the ships come to charge. How far down the river do they go? And is there any particular reason why that river? Is it every river or only particular rivers?
Yeah, I pointed out Maroochydore because it's really active. The reason that area in Queensland is so powerful is legacy. You have a lot of the ancient humongous trees have been chopped down there in the wars. You can still see the pyramids, see the ancient civilizations on the hills. Okay, so why that area, that area has incredible energetics, and that's why they called it Queensland. So she knew that. Okay. Unfortunately, I could name the race of beings. It's not important, but most of the reptilian energetics there are very long legs. Of how they wiped out tremendous civilizations of ours and took it over, and that's why it's called Queensland. But that particular river is very prominent for coming off the mountains. The legacy magic that was installed in all of those river systems up and down there, when they come out, you can see how Byron Bay, Byron Bay has been completely abducted by tremendous negativity. So when you go into Byron Bay, you have a very good chance of being abducted some way, same shape or form. Uh-huh. We've always had to defend ourselves going through there.
I attempted living there and it was the most chaotic, hellish few years of my life. And I knew something was up. I couldn't figure out. Everyone was always sick. My friends, myself, all the children, everybody was always sick. It was just bizarre. And then I made Q's to go there with me purely because I had to see what the reason was. Like, I needed to know the deeper reason. I knew there was some chaotic sort of a negative spiral is the way I looked at it, where it was putting everyone into some form of chaos, but you know that they are because they're all trying to act like they're spiritual, whatever they are. We did see that it was such a high energetic sacred place for the Aborigines, so of course they inverted that place so sadly, but anyway, I don't know where you were going with that.
Anyway, that river, so I just used Maroochydore as an example, but there's many
Okay.
and a lot of the native tribesmen would concur, and I spent a good amount of time with them last year, at least in conversation. Basically, that river system, because the bar is shallow there, and then those pinnacles out there had been energized thousands of years ago. So there's a little pinnacle out there of rookeries, and they made amendments and relationships with the ocean to constantly energize it. So those ships are going to get interdimensional horsepower to stay in our reality. And that's pretty much what they're doing. It's not exclusive. It's all over Australia. So I hope that helps.
Okay. Well, that does. Thank you. One last quick question. Is the Akashic Record AI driven?
Akashic Records is, okay, so the history of a planet is what I would prefer to say. Once you see a title, you know somebody is molding a direction of information. So who's this Akashic guy? Why is Akashic higher than you? He's not. Okay. So the records of a planet are real. I don't want to denounce the information. They are real. But the universal knowledge that you have access to is far more superior. Yes, it is great entertainment to use a local library, is what I'm saying. But if you would use the universal library, it's far more comprehensive. I hope that helps.
Okay. Yes, it does. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Keep calling in. Thank you.
Thank you for being there, like I said to the caller before, because you are helping to anchor the light there. So don't give up on the place by any means.
Yeah. Okay, BBS, I'll move on.
Thank you.
Great call. Bye. Yeah, and just because, so the reason we stuck it out there was to experience and express ourselves there and understand the modalities used. There's a tremendous amount of black magicians. Please don't leave the country because we are examining it. We've got plenty of issues all over the world that are getting cleaned up very quickly. But the reason it's so successful taking over Australia is because there's no people. So it's very easy to hide inland and, by the way, destroy the interior of Australia so you can hide there so you won't live there. And then govern the people through AI is one methodology of many that they're using. Mm. All right. So I'm going to skip around a little bit, BBS Radio, just to make sure we get some interesting stuff here, if you don't mind. Let's see. Sheila from BC, Canada on line 6. Question, having more than one light column in physical body. Sheila from BC, please enlighten.
Hi, beautifuls. Oh, geez. Yeah, I remember, Q, that you said that the light column transfers knowledge. And I was just wondering how that works. Like, would that be an agreement between, say, my spirit and another spirit?
No, but you're getting warm.
Okay. Can you share more?
I was going to keep it a secret. Just kidding. Okay, so in this type of human, I'm doing my best to standardize. To explain it in the English language would probably take a couple years. Cliff Notes version. Compared to where you come from, compared to the volume of light you're utilizing in this type of mammalian, is dramatically different. It's night and day, is what I'm doing my best to explain. So the percentage of light that you're using, and in again, we're generically have an opinion about humans on planet Earth. So it's a generic statement. But if we were going to standardize what all humans are like here compared to where you came from, you're only using plus or minus the day 10 to 20%. Now, there are times within the month, as you've probably heard me say many times, that you can knock out 500 chores, go to a baseball game, and buy a new house, and everything goes perfectly. Has that day happened to you?
Rare that there's that much, but yes.
Okay, but there are those days you're like, man, I just killed it. I'm happy. I got everything I ever wanted and roses too. Okay, so that's proof that when you use your synchronicity and or you're bringing in more horsepower, that's the volume of light that makes synchronicity manifestations work seamlessly. And so I'm doing my best to, because I'm coming and going so much, and you are too, and the omnipresence that you observe isn't always noticed in this type of human is what I'm doing my best to be of help and service to you all. So when you say knowledge coming in, I will clean that up if you don't mind. And that is, how much volume of light are you using any given minute of any given day? So that's what that's where I've standardized on.
Okay. So just doing more commands and the creation lightship clearings and healings just allows more of that to come in?
Yep, and you decide. So they were engineered and designed by us, for you, from you. They're all about you. So when you must do it out loud, but when you command your spirit, we can, I'll show you right now. Where are you located? BC, right?
In the Kootenays of BC, near Idaho.
Okay. So what, I'll show you what it feels like when your light increases. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So when we do it together, it'll be amplified. So I'm going to come over there a little bit. Hang on there.
Okay.
Don't try and do too much for us today. Okay. Just repeat after me.
Okay.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To increase my life force energy.
To increase my life force energy.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To give me all of me now.
To give me all of me now.
I command my spirit.
I command my spirit.
To increase my life force energy.
To increase my life force energy.
Now.
Now.
Count after me. Five.
Five.
Four.
Four.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
One.
One.
Now.
Now.
All right. Let it settle in. Let it settle in. Just breathe, please. Now, try and think.
What's thinking?
Good answer. Good answer. Okay, so now how does this feel? Now, tell everybody how it feels.
Okay.
It's very difficult.
This is something that happens when I do clearings. I get this, like, blowing. It seems kind of odd, but so it's doing it right now, and it tends to feel like something is just being released or expelled or something like that.
Very good. So those hindrances from our epigenetics, you don't hang on to now. You should also hear a distinct ringing in your left side of your head, not your ear, although you're recognizing your ear. Do you have the left ringing?
No.
Okay, in the middle.
With that, I'll help you with that one because I know it will be there when you get off the phone to us and when you're in silence by yourself, just sink into it for a little bit and you likely will hear some kind of a ringing in your head, in your ears. It's hard. Sometimes, I mean, when someone tells you to listen now, you can't pick up on it because you're still in this
paying attention zone.
Yeah. So I'm sure later
when
you're in the quiet and you're on your own, you will hear it. It's hard to do it. I'm on command when you're still talking and you're not settled in because you actually have to quiet everything and then you'll hear it. Anyway, hope that helps.
Yeah,
it's pretty normal. Okay. So how do you feel?
I feel calmer than when I first came on because just before the show started, I had fallen asleep, which just for a couple of minutes. And then when I called in, I felt lots of, I would say, anxiety right in my heart. And so I wondered what happened in those, couple of minutes that I dozed off.
Yeah, great job. And go easy on yourself the rest of the day. I guarantee you when you wake up tomorrow, you'll see a difference in yourself. I guarantee it.
Oh, thank you so much, both of you. So much love to you.
Much
love,
love to you.
To you too.
Good day.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to jump around again. BBS Radio, thanks for your patience. I'll verbally answer a couple questions here and then move on to Mike from New York. Hang on just a second. Mary from California, who are we supposed to give a conservative land pat to? We're going to teach you that. Our PDF file will be up and running on BBS Radio soon on the banner. Be patient with us. We're working through it. All the directions and steps will be there. Next one is having more than one like, column, and supply. We did that one. Sorry, everyone. All right, Mike from New York. Oh, wait a minute. I got one more. Bo from Idaho. Questions from Carrie's group on the 60-day notice. That'll be in the instructions too. Stay tuned. PDF is coming. Forgive our languishness, but we'll get it. We know we will. Okay, Mike from New York on line two. Wanted to say thank you to you and the team. Question about the light and the box and the Indiana Jones series. Okay, Mike from New York, line two. What do you got about Indiana Jones?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you. It's a thrill to speak to you and the mermaid at the same time. I also want to say thank you for all the help that you have given me, the advice that you provided to us. I've taken everything I could. I've also been to CLS and done several clearings. And as a result of all of that, the nanosoma, I've healed cancer. I'm growing younger. I now know a peace that I've never known before, despite facing some really difficult personal issues that were out of my control. The sunsets now, as a result of reading the book, The Wisdom of the Feathered Serpent, are absolutely phenomenal because of, you know, what was taught to me in one of those chapters. And seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all so much.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Got tears.
So, the spirit in the box, the CLS has a clearing called Spirit in the Box. And it sounds like that was designed to address what you were talking about earlier with the Indiana Jones and capturing the light and putting it in a box. And I just want to see, you know, verify that. And, well, I'll stop there.
Yeah, so one of the tricks the CIA did, I do my best to let everybody get their own memories back and so forth. But I assure you that one of the CIA tricks with me is they captured me in a box. And they can't sustain us, per se, but they can for a reasonable amount of time where they can direct the light, they can hold it as a weapon, they can get it to do things, but they have to find a trick system. So the when you look at the covenant that they use there, for lack of better words, when you look at the ark, they needed a system to attract the light to, so the light wants to be in there because the light is very naive. So basically, the CIA got that technology given to them, and what they did is they said, "Now, how do we turn it into a weapon?" And maybe you've heard the rays of light. There's a couple of different weapons they were successful getting out of it, but they will never sustain itself. So you're tricking the light to be dark, basically. And that's what the ark was really about, is how do we trick the light to be bad? And they had some wins. And to do that, you capture enough of it where the light creates emotional unrest, wants to get out, many different things. And then when you release it, you're going to go try and find more light. You're going to try and get out. You're going to try and harbor more light. You can twist it. You can do many different technologies with it. So that's more or less, well, we're going to give Spielberg a pass on that one. He got a couple moments of information out. But again, these movies don't explain Ascension. They don't give us the full story. So they saved their ass for a while, is my opinion on the people who made them make those movies. But for the most part, they didn't explain ascension.
Thank you. Thank you. And if I can ask just one more question, I don't necessarily expect an answer now because of everything that's going on, but where would I or others be able to find a mermaid so we could be turned into toast or dust, like you say? Because they sound wonderful.
I can't answer that. It's off limit. That's way out of bounds.
Think so.
Way out of bounds. I'm saving you a lot of energy. They're a lot of work. I'm just saying.
Sounds worth it, though.
It's so once you get a mermaid, it's all over because
there was a mermaid on the phone at the beginning of the show. You have to find a small village in the middle of Sweden. You might find one there.
So I will tell you a story. We were on a beach in Sweden. We had a mermaid become a mammal in for a couple hours and then go back into the ocean and basically learned enough from us saying, I don't want to be a mammal in. I'm going to go back to the ocean. And took her baby mermaid with her. All of this is a true story. I know it's tough for some of you not to see the volume and capability that we have, but mer people are predominantly the Athabascans all made totem poles to prove that when you came out of the water, you became an otter, you became a bear, and so forth. So the coastal cities are going to have more mer people. Notice everybody lives on the coast. So they're all here for us, and they're all waiting for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call and your comments. It warms my heart to know that we're actually helping people.
And the pay's good, too. I know. Great call. Thank you, New York. I always look forward to hearing him call us because he's examining the information in a way that we can all utilize. So, and that's what all these shows are about is how can we take everyone's experience, whether we do the homestead or the timelines or just the general questions, how do we extrapolate it, sort it, feel it out, say this does sound right and this is not what I was taught in school. We know that. And how does universal knowledge come into us more and more when we keep utilizing it? So I'll go into the next caller list. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS Radio. Okay. Robin from Michigan, line 3, share update on the moon. Robin is a bird name. Are you there, Robin?
I am. How are you?
Hey, Robin. Thank you for calling in. So great to hear you.
Yes, you too. I'm just curious. You mentioned a couple weeks ago one of your topics was the moon, and I was just wondering, it's been kind of strange in different places, big someday, real little in other days, sometimes out in the middle of the day. When you look up at noon, 1 o'clock, there's the moon and the sun's like not too far off. So I'm just wondering, are there any updates as to what's going on with that?
Yeah, first of all, the moon is under tremendous attack right now. So if you hear any positive stories about, I know the commander of the moon and she wants to help us fall in love with each other, dismiss it. Okay, so the moon's under tremendous attack. And you'll notice that the moon disappeared for 5-6 days this last month, this last couple of weeks.
Yep.
And so the moon is struggling to keep up with the ascension cycle now. That's because it's under attack so much. Not saying that there's some days that it does better than others, but think of your dimensional reality as it's trying to get in here and chase us at the same time. So we're chasing the sun. The sun is getting stronger and stronger, faster, whatever word you like, through the ascension cycle. Well, the planet's going to keep up with it. The moon does not have as high a frequency because it's a machine. So basically, you look at the moon tonight and you have a clear sky. On the back side of it, you're going to see the attacks on it. It's struggling to stay in and out of your reality. And you should see a halo that looks almost like obelisk, an egg shape behind it. That's the weapons that are targeting it. The weapons are not necessarily like a laser beam or energy weapon. What it is it's pushing the moon out of our dimensional reality. So all of our attacks, so to speak, are defensive. and the light displaces the darkness. So never think that the light is pointing a gun. And yes, we have great capabilities to do things like that, but the most aggressive way to displace the darkness is to displace it, not participate with it. So it's tricky with the moon because it has in the past controlled so much of our biosphere, our genetics. And if we push it out too quick, we might all get sick. Look at the your circadian rhythm. Look at the female cycle, male cycle,
nature.
If you pull this thing out too quick, there's an opinion that we will lose a lot of life. I may not share that opinion, but that is the opinion right now. Does that help?
So they're planning to slowly over time pull it away, slowly.
That's how it was brought here too, by the way. It was dragged here. So now it's going to be pushed out. We're going to push it out of here.
Okay. And the reason why I asked is because I think the last 3 days when I was out at my job, right about the same time the moon came out, I felt this sharp, like something was poking right over my right eye. And it's happened 3 days in a row. And I'm like, okay, that's really strange. And I just thought maybe it was something going on with that or the balancing of the earth.
Yeah, if you can sort out, I'm always encouraging people when you get attacked, so to speak, never stop defending yourself. You take no mercy on someone trying to hurt you. I'm sorry to be so brash,
right?
But the only way to do it is to get a root cause solution. So we've coached for years to spiral light towards it. So if you can find what direction it's coming in at, don't exclusively think it's coming to the moon, because the moon can be an enhancer for an entity within our dimension. So a lot of the spaceships that are destroyed, loose term spaceship, the ships that are in here, flat bottom clouds, they'll use the moon to be transmitters. So in many cases, the cloaked vessels are going to use the moon as a transmitter and then attack a field of people, really trying to abduct and stay in our field, take over more space in your body, or make trauma in a society, a town, an area. So if we can find where the attack is coming from, use a spiral light right to its core, and you don't have to worry about taking names. So it has about 3 seconds, regardless who it is, to decide to come to light or they're perished forever.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that answer.
Thank you.
I appreciate it very much. And lots of love. Thank you.
Lots of love. That was a lot of words. Hot shot. Wow. I have to go fast. Sorry, everybody. Got another caller. Lisa from Australia on line 6. Questions about astrotheology. Astro man is here. Go ahead, Lisa. Okay.
Hi. Hi, Q. Hi, Mermaid.
Hello.
I picked up the other week when you hello. Spoke about Jordan Maxwell. Oh. And so I planted that seed on that Jordan gave me and you gave me, and I've gone down that rabbit hole with Jordan Maxwell and I've learned so much. So very grateful for that. Now my question is in regards to how 13 months come into this storyline, and how are there 13 signs, or like the star signs, astrology, astrotheology? How does that all come into the story?
Well, this should be easy.
I can leave it with you, and you can do maybe some posts with it.
How many months in the calendar? Is that what she's saying as well?
Yeah, so first of all, it very, 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 very prominent question. Thank you so much. So when I look at people studying astrophysics and astro, your dear friend, Sheila, what was her term for ancient.
Well,
she studied. She taught
ancient
geology. What did she call it? What was the name?
There was some. I forget the name. There's a mix of sacred geometry and numerology.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, she had her own little magic there.
There's a way of teaching math.
Yeah. Okay.
That way, but you didn't. Anyway, I don't know.
Okay. So as soon as you see numbers in relationship to geometry, is your clue that that is a construct of some kind. So if you take out your statement in your season, so why would we need to measure? Where does measurement come from in regards to time? It's constructed. Where does a month come from? It's constructed. Why do we need a calendar? Yeah. It's all constructed. So all of it is garbage. If you I didn't say that your planet is not changing seasons and changing duration of its orientation to your sun. I'm not going to dismiss that in your orbit, which is not necessarily recognized as a circular. Although your planet is spinning, you're not necessarily able to see the orientation of the spin. You're wobbling more than you are spinning. So when we relate to time, your question is incomplete because it doesn't have, because we can't measure time. We can't measure a day. We have been told how to measure time in a day, but here's how you can prove your question is incomplete. What time, what calendar month is there on the Orion star system?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue. I'm interested in learning more, but it's all a bit confusing at this stage. So,
right. Okay. So, if we can agree there's a planet out there, let's just say there's another planet. How does it measure time? Does it measure time going around the sun? You're not even going around your sun, so you've been duped again. So, how do we measure time on another planetary system when it has its own sun? So, there's your question. Now, I don't mean to be disingenuous and flip, but there's no such thing as time. So I would love all throwing away our calendars and wake up in the morning and say, what do you want to do? I want to go play in the swing set is what I'm hoping we all.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you. Yeah. Outstanding.
Yeah. One more question.
They're kicking me off the stage. They're kicking me off the stage.
Oh, no. Oh, bummer. I was going to ask about, my husband works in correctional services here with the youth. Maybe one day I can call you and ask you about that in regards to free your spirit,
I got to have him on the ocean track. I'll get him. Yes, great question. I've got to call it a day. Thank you so much. Jackie from Montana, keep calling in the future. Languages from the Heart and Symbols. I love that one. Please call in next week. And Mermaid, shall we call it a day?
Yeah, sorry, everyone. We have to get off the air, but thank you for listening and thank you for calling, everyone. That just enriches me so much. I love it.
Love,
thank you so much.
Love you guys, and you're proving that we got to grow our shows. We'll get some more conference calls. Thank you, BBS, for me being laggard. Beautiful, beautiful day, all. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.